Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, the connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabuka Ncube. Today we are discussing the significance of Independence Day as Zimbabwe celebrates 44 years of so-called majority rule. But first, a look at what's happening in the other parts of the world. 10 years ago, hundreds of schoolgirls were abducted in northern Nigeria by the Islamist terror group Boko Haram. Many escaped or gained freedom through negotiations, but the fate of 82 girls hangs on the hope of reviving a once vibrant advocacy group, the Bring Back Our Girls groups, dominated global headlines after the 2014 abduction. In the decade since the raid, mass abductions have become frequent and activists have grown weary. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
This public park was once a symbol of hope and resilience, but now it holds memories of a struggle to save 82 schoolgirls still in captivity from the 276 kidnapped by Boko Haram on April 14, 2014 from Chibok Secondary School. One of them is Nkeki Mutah's niece.
Every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, we feel pain about this because of the absence of this our niece. We heard that some were dead, and that is one of the things that we are advocating. If government can be kind enough to tell us or to release all the names of those that are dead so that we can forget about it.
Days following the kidnappings, activists coalesced and started the Bring Back Our Girls or BBOG movement, demanding their rescue. Back then, the group met here daily and their campaign sparked global outrage, but not anymore.
There is fatigue in the struggle. When the Bring Back Our Girls started and it was gaining traction globally, there are a lot of responses from even foreign governments ready to support Nigeria.
So far, 194 girls have returned, either by escaping or they were freed through government negotiations. But the threat of mass kidnapping remains. Amnesty International says Nigeria has recorded 17 cases in which at least 1,700 children were seized from schools since Chibok. Recent attacks have been perpetrated by armed gangs known as bandits. The gangs often demand huge ransoms to free their captives. Nigerian authorities say they have not forgotten those in captivity.
If it was we're using the conventional method of fighting, we would have entered all the communities and flattened everything to start all over. But we can't do that because we know there are no state actors holding other people against their will. So we have to be very deliberate. There are instances where we've gone for attack because civilians were there, we call off the strike.
Families and BBOG activists disagree. They say authorities have not shown the political will to address the problem. On Sunday, they remembered the girls on the 10th year anniversary of their abduction.
Unfortunately, the Chibok girls abduction was only the beginning of countless abductions that have led to a thriving abduction industry in our nation. Since the government has refused to bring the perpetrators of the abduction of our Chibok girls to book.
Sadly, you could even see people that are supposed to take the necessary action, especially the security agencies, providing excuses for what happened, that the children have been taken to a difficult terrain to be accessed. If the terrorists can access a difficult terrain, what more of our security forces?
Until the girls are freed, many like Mutah will be waiting for some sense of closure. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Now back home, Zimbabwe, with its rich deposits of lithium, is pinning its hope for economic recovery on mining and processing the mineral, which is a key component in batteries for electric vehicles. Zimbabwe has Africa's largest lithium reserves and is the world's sixth largest lithium producer and supplier. Columbus Mavunga reports from Kamativi, about 700 kilometers from the capital, Harare, where investors have poured millions of dollars into their lithium venture.
This former tin mine that closed about 30 years ago due to declining prices has now reopened as Kamativi Mining Company and is processing lithium. Boy Joseph Dingane, a traditional leader from this poor area, says the reopening of the mine has changed the area's fortunes.
Children now going to school. Children now are not dragging themselves. They are going for work. So it has changed the community completely.
The Kamativi Mining Company says it employs about 1,300 people and has exported 50,000 tons of processed lithium since it was launched about a year ago. Zimbabwean and international investors spend $100 million to make the site a working lithium mine. Meng Yang is one of the investors.
Kamativi Mining Company has contributed significantly to the Zimbabwean fiscus, exceeding $8 million in taxes. With the completion of Phase 2 imminent, we expect this project to create more employment opportunities and increase our tax contributions towards the development of Zimbabwe.
The cost for Phase 2 of the mining's development is $150 million. President Emmerson Mnangagwa hopes Zimbabwe will benefit from rising demand. Mnangagwa says his government will continue to enforce a ban on exporting raw lithium so that the country raises more revenue through the sale of processed lithium.
We shall value add our resource for our economy and unlocking maximum benefits from our country's abundant mineral resource. Government will therefore continue to support the drive by Kamativi Mining Company towards the processing of lithium ores into concentrates.
But Farai Maguwu, director of Center for Natural Resource Governance, an organization working on improved governance of natural resources in Zimbabwe, says the export ban is not being strongly enforced. He says his organization has witnessed tons and tons of raw lithium leaving the country.
The companies that are exporting lithium from Zimbabwe, at first, they were exporting lithium in open trucks. But because of the criminality around the lithium trade, now it seems they're under instruction that they must either cover it in tents or they must put it in containers. We should have seen increased liquidity in our economy if we were charging correctly. So most probably, the lithium that is leaving Zimbabwe, I think less than 50% is being declared. The rest is leaving the country illicitly.
Zimbabwe's Minister of Mines, Soda Jemu, has denied those claims, asking for proof of the allegations. Jemu said exports of processed lithium will increase in the coming years, and he believes mining will become $12 billion industry for Zimbabwe. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Kamativi, Zimbabwe.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our topic. Today we are discussing the significance of Independence Day at a time when young people have mixed feelings, with some saying there is nothing to celebrate, and others who believe that Zimbabwe's so-called majority rule brought a social and economic transformation. And now to discuss this topic in detail, we are joined by ZANU-PF Matabeleland South Youth Chairperson, Mr. Moses Langa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Langa. Siyabonga siyakwamukela njalo baba Mkhululi Jele, chairperson of Mthwakazi Republic Party Youth. We also have on the line Freedom Alliance. We also have on the line Freedom Alliance youth leader, Mr. Calvin Wiseman Dube. Welcome to the program. Let's start with you, Mr. Dube. What's your view on Independence Day? Is it still relevant? Yes, Mr. Dube, you can go ahead. Hello? I think we have a bad connection with Mr. Dube there. We'll try once again. Moving.
Hello?
Yebo, Dube.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, Sesubuzwa. Yeah, Mr. Dube, what's your view on Independence Day? Is it still relevant?
For me, an independent is a statement of their imagination. However, I dismiss it as a deathless and unfounded Zimbabwe independence. What do I mean when I say it's a statement? A statement is a thing that someone believes to be real, but that exists only in their imagination. That's an independence of Zimbabwe. According to my understanding, anybody being independent, we are suffering because of independence. Abazali bethu bethathelwa amalenzi asebehlale kuwo more than 42 years ehleli lapho umuntu kumele kube sesithi ukuzibuse lowo muntu. Hayi, thina izibuse-ke asikamtholi, asimali. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga baba Dube. Baba Jele, akungene laphana sizwe lawo umbono wakho, ukubona njani wena lokho sikhangelwa obekukhulunywa ngobaba Dube lapha?
So on the onset of Futu Tabu's independence, Abandon Mulao,
Siyabonga baba Jele. Mr. Langa, you heard the other youth leaders are saying there is no reason to celebrate Independence Day. How do you view this?
There is no independence. But mina ngokubona kwami nxa ngikhangele lawo bengabe zakhuma iqiniso bekwazi futhi iZimbabwe have moved to celebrate St. Mon in terms of our independence. Because ungakhangela prior independence of Zimbabwe before the 80s, kulokuningi okuvele okungahambi kuhle eZimbabwe okungcindezela thina abantu bensundu. And khathesi we could more to celebrate nxa sikhangele indaba yethu emhlabathi esilawo njengabantu bansundu, sikhangele indlela zokubana sesikwanisa ukuba lezi mine esizisebenzayo thina njengabantu abansundu. Ama-companies amaningi asebenza locally akhokhelwa ngabantu abansundu. So we are saying, mina ngokubona kwami njengomkhokheli wabatsha, I'm saying there's a possibility ukubana ilizwe liye phambili likhokhelwa ngabantu bansundu. Ingahayikhatshane ngikhangele angisize ngikomente kakhulu indaba zegugrawundi no angikhokhelwa, because I know my president, upresident idinangakwayezihlanyeziesi ukubana indaba zegugrawundi zidiscuse kube le-way forward. Indlela ukuthi kona how best can we heal the nation sikhangele indaba yegugrawundi. So angifuni ukukhuluma ngayo, mina enza concentrate more on is an issue of our independence. Maybe we don't understand ukuthi nxa sikhuluma independence sithoni exactly. Maybe mina ngikosehlukana khona.
Siyabonga baba Langa. Ukhulume ngokuthi nxa sikhangela ukuthi independence sichoni, ngibona kungaphathisa ukuthi ukuchazele abatsha ukuthi usuku lolu luqakatheke ngani, kuyini okwenza ukuthi kuqalise ukuthakazelelwa usuku lolu babala.
You know, if we're talking about 1980s, where it is elahlela khona uzivuse, independence ukuthi sesikwanisa ukuzikhokhela thina njengabantu abansundu, njengabantu abamnyama eZimbabwe yethu, enjelwe iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo. That's number one. Number two, sesikwanisa ukuthi sizicabangele thina sidevelophe lapho okusuka khona abantu bakithi eZimbabwe kakhulu, ukuthi khona emakhaya nemadolobheni lapho thina esikhokhela khona. Yikho ngikubonayo ukuthi thina njengeZimbabwe yikho esikhona kathesi at the moment, ukuthi igovernment ekhona ekapresent idinga ngakho iyakhona ikhangelele i-trajectory ekhokhela ngabantu abamnyama. That's number one. Number two, uma ungakhangela khathesi iZimbabwe mina ngikhangele ngiyibona ngayo ukuthi president has devolved to celebration independence. Prior i-second, i-first republic sayicelebrate ama-independence iHarare kuphela. Khathesi isithi yakubulawa yasuka ema-central, khathesi isemankaland and izasuka futhi ibuye futhi ema-south nema-north midland ukuthi iyabhoda ukubana yengisa ku-devolution. Njengoba upresident ithi nangayisayi ukuthi into zonke kumele zibuyele ziye ezabelweni zabantu. So that means it to at least try to give credit to the government ekhona ukuthi iyazama ukuthi kona abantu ba-understand the importance of i-current independence celebration ezeZimbabwe yaziesikhokhele i-government ekhona ebusa ezanuf.
Siyabonga baba Langa. Siphenduke kuwe baba Dube laphana. Why do you think there is no reason to celebrate? Kungabe kuyikuthi abantu abazwisisi na imbali yokuthi abantu bavela ngaphi kuyiwa ngaphi njengelizwe, or what are the reasons behind umcabango wokuthi there is nothing to celebrate? Ungaqhubeka Dube, siyakuzwa.
lenyuthi enye into eminangelelayo uma sikhuluma ngento leyi abayibiza bethi independence thina esingakayiboni kulento esuka ngimvelele ukuthi ngilandela ukuthi kuthiwa sesivuke lokokuqala ukuthi sesivukazeka njengabantu abamnyama kodwa sivisa njengabantu abamnyama thina emathekeleleni sivuswa umuntu ongumhlobo ofana nathi ngokombala nomuntu omnyama kodwa uzivuse kumele sibe ne-freedom sikwazi ukuzenzela izinto ngendlela esizibonayo zisivumela ungakhangela izini i-constitution isivumele ukuthi isiko lethu silinake isiko lethu lifundiswe from ebantwaneni besikolo but uzananzelela ukuthi thina ema-development uzahamba phansi emakhaya endaweni ejulileyo uyethola ukuthi umbalisi ofundisayo mhlawumbe ofundisa ograde 2 kalwazi ulimi lwaleyo ndawo xa engalwazi ulimi isiko laleyo ndawo uzoba lazi njani okokuqala thina sibona ingathi lokhu esiyinikezele njengabantu emathekeleleni asizitholi ezibuzi.
Siyabonga baba Dube. Baba Jeni, ungafuna ukuthi ungene yini laphana sike sizwe ukuthi wena ubona njani. We've heard the other young people say they are being held at ransom by those who fought for the freedom of the country. What's your take on what Dabalolo? Ubona sengathi balungile na ukuthi basole ukuthi hayi kwaba lokuliwa kwempi okwakhululilizwe.
Into engingayenza umsakazi ukuthi independence ivelela yikho ebantwini bakithi emathekeleleni ongangaze lokho esebenza ngekhonekthi njengoba njengathi sisebenza njengokhinisi usuke ukuthi wayetshontsha umnotho wethu ewusabiza britain e-England labo lokho betshontsha umnotho wethu-ke usemashonaleni akulanto yakithi abayenzayo esibona ukuthi kukhululekile kathethi izoro lokhu-ke sephuphu inkosi yakithi engayivumezi ukuthi kube yiyo ephatha umsindo nabana owesinto owesiko yena ngumuntu owuza waba niyofuna ukuthi aphathe kulana msebenzi kuyikho kunjengezinye izinto zonke ukuthi zenzeka sikakhululeki ngoba yenisiko lizintalayo but why efuna ukupreserve over isiko lethu yena engulayo nezinye zezinto ezifuna ukuthi inkululeko kasinayo konke khona lokho kokuthi ukuqhathwa kumele kuze ukuba amsisha kumele ukuqhathele from uHarare imisebenzi yonke leyi kumele uyi-aplayele uyithonele from uHarare kodwa kuthiwa sikhululekile sikhululeke ngaliphi thina singavumeleki lathi sibe le miduli engasebenza ukuthi ibe labantu abaqhathayo ezindaweni zakithi.
Siyabonga baba Langa, liyaluza udaba olukhona lapha kuthiwa hhayi kulo bandlululo olukhulu lina lokho likuthatha njani?
Ngiyabonga imilayezo ephuma kubafowethu. Ngaqalisa ngobhuti abe ngudiwe ukhuluma kathesi lapha ekhuluma ngendaba yokubana ukuqhathwa kwabatsha ukuqhathwa kwabantu ukuthi khona kuyamele kuyaharare futhi lokhu thina njengezani p s government njengezani youth league thina especially le engikhokhela mina we've complained and lapho sozokwazwakala ukubona anything any hiring even mali kibeke baze balandelela ama-teachers kathesi aqhatshiwe uhulumende aqalisele kudistrict akhatha kudistrict and kuqalise even ama-nurses hambisile imilayezelo yethu ukubana kuqalisele kuma-provinces kungasuseyiharare ekhoneni kavoti lokhu nguzwile igovernment yakuzwa and igovernment ikulandela futhi kakhulu maybe ngebaebengezwa balandela futhi kubana itokulungisenjani in terms of hiring of ama-civil servants and some other institutions ezixhatha amanesi and other institutions so lokhu ngapa ngapa ngavumeeksenge but engikwazi upresident idinakwa nxa esiye ephuphu you know upresident someone wants to say other issues kumele zilungisike yithi abantu bansulu in terms of the black people of Zimbabwe yikho yena wazihambile wakhona ngale ubengadingi isicoco ubedinga ukubana asebenzisa labantu besigazini esakwephuvule emathuneni noth eze-province ukubana kulungisiswe yonke into, ukubana into eyenzakalayo ngama-1800s le ilungiswe, ababona ukuthi yi-recognizes imathuba lo eyenzakala kophupha. And even now nabazalandela futhi kwezi ithina wakho uhambile futhi ezame ukulandelela lapho kwamzoni inkosi ethu lobhengula, but yena ebe-use for Mashonaland tribe. Kuyamela yenzeni more ukuthi abantu bakithi bazibalandele ukuthi president is trying his best to make sure ukuthi siyabona ukuthi is accommodating all of us as a nation. Is not yet the same mina ngivele midbenz, mina ngivele mathiba, ngibazeni everything is about Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe is one. And ningakufuniwe ukwehlukanisa eZimbabwe ukuthi akumina thina ngapha thina ngapha, no. Into ebe-affecta izinokuqhathwa kwabantu ibe-affecta all provinces, not Mathiba provinces. So we must complain at the Zambia, we are complaining as a whole and everything is addressed by one as a whole. So in the way about Kuluma, I want to say, you can never even get it, but when the government is already addressing it and is already addressing it through investing in the education sector.
Siyabonga Babalanga, there is a caller on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, mapina mchirongwa mu nogona ku tipao mafungiro enyi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Wangu tiriku kunzai, tiriku taura nezwe independence, tichitarisa vechidiki munawe kona ku tipao mafungiro enyi, muruku wana seizu vairi re-independence. Hello, tirikunzwa tinotenda nemashoko enyu. Tirikunzwa vamwe vechidiki vachichema nekuti inogona nge kupemberera zuva rakadai kuri kutambisa mari nezvimwe panguva ino painenzara. Vanenge vatadraskirwa nevanga vapinda muparunhare paya. Tinotenda nenguva yatava nayo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, asi nguva ndo yaita shanje, nguva ndo yati imhanyei. Nhasi tanga tichitarisa nyaya yeIndependence Day, rinova zuva rerusununguko munyika, apo patanga tichinzwa kubva kune vechidiki vari kubva kumapato akasiyana siyana nezvemaonero avo nezuva ranhasi. Regai titore mukana uno titende vatatu vapinda muchirongwa ichi. Sibonga kakhulu baba Moses Langa elingeneyo kuhlelo, sibonge njalo ubaba umkhululi Jele kanye lo mnumzana Calvin Wiseman Dube ngokungena kuhlelo lethu olwa namhlanje, lapho akade sikhangela khona udaba lokukhululeka kwelizwe, lapho esikhangelele ukuthi kuza kuba kuthakazelelwa usuku lolu lwesine kuyona liviki, kulusuku oluzathakazelelwa eMrambinda eBuhera eManicaland. Apo patatarisira kuti pachaita mabiko ekucherechedza zuva rerusununguko kwaMrambinda kuBuhera, pakatarisirwa kuti pachange pachiungana vanhu vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Asi kwanhasi nguva dzondo dzatiza, regai tigumire pano. Thank you all for joining us on Live Talk. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kangube.